silver buttons, buttons, buttons all down her back, back, back. She asks her mother, mother, mother for 15 cents, cents, cents to see the elephants, elephants, elephants. They jump the fence, fence, fence. They jump so high, high. They reach the sky.
1992, the World Health Organization removes homosexuality from its ICD-10, which is a coding of diseases and signs, symptoms, abnormal feelings, complaints, social circumstances, and external causes of injury or diseases as classified by the World Health Organization. 1993, Pink Triangle Press launches Capital Extra in Ottawa and Extra West in Vancouver. Also in 1993, Brandon Tina is raped and murdered. Tina Brandon was born a female in Lincoln, Nebraska. Brandon began identifying as male in high school and dated several girls. His mother always rejected Brandon's male identity and continued calling Brandon her daughter. In 1993, after some legal trouble in Lincoln, Brandon moved to Falls City region of Richardson County, Nebraska, where he identified solely as a male. Brandon became friends with several local residents and started dating Lana Tisdale. He also associated with ex-convicts John Lauder and Marvin Tom Neeson. On December 15th, Brandon was jailed for forging checks. When Tisdale went to bail him out and found him in the female section of the prison, Brandon was forced to reveal his original identity. After telling her he was pursuing a sex change operation, they continued dating. However, Brandon's arrest was posted in the local paper under his birth name, Tina Brandon, and his acquaintances consequently learned that he was anatomically female. During a Christmas Eve party, Neeson and Lauder grabbed Brandon and forced him to remove his pants to prove to Tisdale that Brandon was female. Tisdale looked only when they forced her and said nothing. Lauder and Neeson then attacked Brandon and forced him into a car. They drove to an area by a meatpacking plant and beat and raped him. They then returned to Neeson's home. Brandon escaped from Neeson's bathroom by climbing out the window. He then went to Tisdale's house, and despite Neeson and Lauder having warned Brandon to remain silent, he was convinced to file a police report. Brandon went to the emergency room, where a standard rape kit was assembled but later lost. The sheriff at the time, Charles B. Lau, asked Brandon questions about the rape. Reportedly, he seemed especially interested in Brandon's transsexuality, to the point that Brandon found his questions rude and unnecessary, and refused to answer. The police report was thrown out due to a lack of evidence. During questioning, Lauder denied ever touching Brandon, while Neeson accused Lauder of raping Brandon, but said that he had simply watched. Lau declined to have them arrested. Joy and Brandon sued Richardson County, Nebraska, and Charles Lowe for failing to prevent Brandon's death, as well as being an indirect cause of it. She won the case and was awarded $80,000. District Court Judge Orville Cody reduced the amount by 85% based on the responsibility of Neeson and Lauder, and by 1% for Brandon's alleged contributory negligence. This led to a remaining judgment of responsibility against Richardson County and Lau of $17,360.97. In 2001, the Nebraska Supreme Court reversed the reductions of the earlier award, thus reinstating the full $80,000 award for mental suffering plus $6,223.20 for funeral costs. On October 11, 2011, the same judge added an additional $12,000 award for wrongful death and intentional infliction of emotional distress. Brandon's headstone is inscribed with the name Tina R. Brandon and the epitaph, Daughter, Sister, and Friend. On April 25, 1993, the third Homosexual Rights March on Washington, D.C. is held and is attended by up to 300,000 people. July 12, 1993, unknown persons toss three Molotov cocktails at the front door of the St. Mark's Spa in Toronto. Bomb threats are also called in against Woody's, Bar 501, and the offices of Extra the following night. 1994, the AMA denounces supposed cures for homosexuality. Canada grants refugee status to homosexuals fearing for their well-being in their native country. Paragraph 175 is finally repealed in Germany. And Israel's Supreme Court defines homosexual couples' rights as the same as any common law couples' rights. In 1995, the New West Steam Bath in New Westminster, British Columbia, is raided by its new landlords, who enter the premises and cause damage with the express intention of evicting the facility from their property. Later, the Supreme Court of Canada rules that sexual orientation is prohibited reason for discrimination under the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. The Human Rights Campaign drops the word fund from their title and broadens their mission to promote an America where gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people are ensured equality and embraced as full members of the American family at home, at work, and in every community. Shortly after midnight on October 7, 1998, 21-year-old Matthew Shepard met McKinnion Henderson in a bar. McKinnion Henderson posed as gay man and offered Shepard a ride in their car. Subsequently, Shepard was robbed, pistol-whipped, tortured, tied to a fence in a remote rural area, and left to die. McKinnion Henderson also found out his address and intended to burgle his home. Still tied to the fence, Shepard was discovered 18 hours later by a cyclist who at first thought that Shepard was a scarecrow. At the time of discovery, Shepard was still alive, but in a coma. Shepard suffered a fracture from the back of his head to the front of his right ear. He had severe brainstem damage, which affected his body's ability to regulate heart rate, body temperature, and other vital signs. There were also about a dozen small lacerations around his head, face, and neck. His injuries were deemed too severe for doctors to operate. Shepard never regained consciousness and remained on full life support. As he lay in intensive care, candlelight vigils were held by the people of Laramie. He was pronounced dead at 12:53 a.m. on October 12, 1998, at Poudre Valley Hospital in Fort Collins. Police arrested McKinnion Henderson shortly thereafter, finding the bloody gun as well as the victim's shoes and wallet in their truck. The two men had attempted to get their girlfriends to provide alibis. Matthew's murder brought national attention to the issue of hate crime legislation at the state and federal levels. His two assailants were convicted of the crime and imprisoned. Henderson is currently serving two consecutive life sentences, and McKinnion is serving the same but without the possibility of parole. 1999, California adopts a domestic partnership law. The Domestic Partnership Registry was the first of its kind in the United States, created by a legislature without court intervention. Initially, domestic partnerships enjoyed very few privileges, principally just hospital visitation rights. The legislature has since expanded the scope of California domestic partnerships to afford many of the rights and responsibilities common to marriage. As such, it is now difficult to distinguish California domestic partnerships from civil unions offered in a handful of other states. Thanks for listening to the fourth edition of We've Come a Long Way, Baby, written and produced by Aaron Ashley with the help from Wikipedia and the Interweb Machine. Tune in Friday for history between 2000 and the present.